KW 1590 AM Denmark, W250 CV Green Bay, and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Rena Roy. In New York City, Bronx prosecutors outlined charges following last month's death of a one-year-old boy due to fentanyl exposure at a home daycare. Three other children were also treated for fentanyl exposure. The daycare owner, her husband, and tenant are facing more than 20 counts, including murder and operating a drug business. Bronx District Attorney Darcelle Clark.
We will get justice for them. And that is evidenced by the unsealing of the indictment today in court.
The daycare owner and tenant pleaded not guilty at their arraignment. House Republicans are at odds over choosing a new speaker following this week's vote to remove Kevin McCarthy. Representatives Jim Jordan, Steve Scalise, and Kevin Hearn have emerged as contenders. The U.S. military shot down a Turkish drone in northeast Syria. U.S. officials say the drone was flying erratically and came too close to U.S. troops on the ground. This is ABC News. The Maryland Supreme Court hearing new arguments over the case at the center of the first season of the podcast Serial, the murder of Baltimore teen Haemin Lee. The conviction of Adnan Syed was vacated, and prosecutors dropped all the charges after finding flaws in the evidence. But the victim's family filing an appeal, arguing they weren't given enough notice to attend the hearing. ABC News contributor Brian Buckmeyer.
Now, young Lee, the sibling of Haemin Lee, was able to participate through Zoom and see it virtually, but was not able to participate physically. But I don't think that his right should then override a defendant's right and say, well, you have to go back to prison so you can prove your innocence.
Those once critical COVID-19 vaccination cards are being phased out. The CDC stopped printing them because the federal government is no longer distributing vaccines. At the height of the pandemic, COVID vaccination cards were essential to getting into many public places. Rena Roy, ABC News.
Civic Media radio stations providing your news, conversations, and fun you won't find anywhere else.
For the Talk of Green Bay News, I'm Pete Schwaba. Here's what you need to know. Students and staff at UW Oshkosh held a walkout to protest layoffs. The university is struggling to make up an $18 million debt. In August, university officials announced they would cut around 200 jobs to help close the gap. Protesters say they are worried about the quality of education due to the cuts, saying they want more state funding for their school and are petitioning for cuts to administrative salaries as opposed to faculty and student worker salaries. Complaints about rats are on the rise in Green Bay. At last night's city council meeting, the public was encouraged to keep reporting rat sightings so city officials can continue to manage the problem. Green Bay has received 129 rat complaints so far this year. The average number of complaints has been about 100 over the last few years. Most of the complaints have come from the city's west side near Lambeau Field. Pete Schwaba for the Talk of Green Bay, WGBW 97.9 News.
Wisconsin is facing an unprecedented threat. A constitutional crisis that would overrule the votes of nearly 2 million Wisconsinites who voted in the state Supreme Court election this past April. It's a threat made by some extremist Republicans who are desperate to overturn a fair and democratic election so they can hold on to power. Instead of focusing on the issues we really care about, they are threatening to illegally impeach Justice Janet Protasiewicz without evidence before she's even ruled on a single case. Removing Justice Janet Protasiewicz from office would threaten our democracy and overrule the will of the people. But it's not too late to protect your vote and stand up for the rule of law. Tell your state legislators not to overturn the results of an election. Tell them to oppose the illegal impeachment of Justice Janet Protasiewicz. Contact your state legislators at 1-800-362-9472, then visit defendjustice.us to learn more about how you can help stop the illegal impeachment of Justice Janet. Paid for by A Better Wisconsin Together Incorporated.
The Talk of Green Bay, 1590 AM and 97.9 FM WGBW programming is broadcast from the Bug Tussle Studios. Bug Tussle, keeping you connected to the world around you.
It's the most competitive sport for all to enjoy, and Milwaukee is even the capital for it. It's bowling, and the oldest bowling alley is in Wisconsin. Haller House is home to the two oldest sanction lanes in the U.S. and are still made of the wood installed in 1908. The building on West West Lincoln in Milwaukee looks the same, musicians Joe Walsh and Jack White have thrown a ball down those 115-year-old lanes. Now, can you guess the tradition that continues here to this day? A hot beef sandwich, just 25 cents. The pin still set by people? Swear, and you're tossed out. The answer coming up. The fifth and sixth generations run Holler House, so some odd history does remain, like bras hanging from the rafters. The alleys have even been featured in the Wall Street Journal and Sports Illustrated. So what's your guess about the continuing tradition? It's the pin still being set by people, no machines here. These stories make it a true slice of Wisconsin. I'm Terry Barr for the Civic Media Radio Network.
Mino and the Mayor.
I want to talk about the two of you. And what I love the most about it is the excitement for Green Bay. You guys, both of you have a passion for our area. When you talk about the local events, you're not just talking about, hey, it's at this location at this time. Like, you know, oh, there's this race that they do or they do this cake thing. Like, you know it so well, and I love the energy that you bring to this show.
Weekday mornings from 6 until 8 on the Talk of Green Bay, WGBW, and Oshkosh Air Support, WISS. And on the Civic Media app. Pursuing the truth wherever it may lead. The Todd Alba Show. Weekday afternoons from 1 till 3. Join the conversation. Get involved. The Todd Alba Show on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
Talking on all political subjects and taking on all callers, this is Matt Flynn Direct with your host, Matt Flynn.
Welcome to Matt Flynn Direct, coming to you statewide on Civic Media. Our lines are open, 844-967-2789. No subject is off limits. All points of view are welcome. And remember, you're not woke if you don't know history. You're not woke unless and until you know history, going right to the front lines of history in the making. I want to start out with something that arrived by email to Civic Media. And this has really reinforced to me the Republican tactics of trying to disrupt elections in any way possible. The three linchpins with the Republican Party are violence, chaos, and fraud. Here's what it did. This came from it's a press release, but it's directed in this case to Civic Media, and it's allegedly by something called Hot Government, H period, O period, T period, Hot Government to Civic Media. It starts out, it says, unfortunately, you are against election integrity and you are for rhinos. Election integrity is a Orwellian euphemism, a false euphemism, meaning interference with elections. The Republicans always label their bills election integrity when they want to stop voting, recount voting, all of the stuff they do. Gableman, they said, was the head of election integrity, if you recall. And RINO stands for Republican in name only, which is any Republican who stands up to Donald Trump. So this comes in to Civic Media. Now, if this came into an average citizen, a poll worker or something, it could be intimidating. Unfortunately, you are against election integrity and you are for rhinos. Then it says education module number one, as if we have to be educated by them. It says, word has it that a little bird is flying around the Capitol saying, don't impeach Megan Wolf. Then it says, sign the Megan Wolf impeachment resolution. And there is an attachment. And I clicked on the attachment. And it's a very pejorative attachment about Megan Wolf saying, the Wolf of State Street. Remember the Wolf of Wall Street movie? Well, this is the Wolf of State Street. You know, that's a lot of pressure for one woman to have to put up with. This is a Republican initiative. It's a Trump-style initiative. It's labeled from Hot Government. And it starts out with, unfortunately, you are against election integrity and for rhinos. If you're all by yourself, you're a woman by yourself, poll worker, whatever, That's very uncomfortable to get something like that. And that's the purpose of their sending it, to make people uncomfortable. And then calling it Education Module 1, who the hell are they to educate anyone? And word has it that a little bird is flying around the Capitol saying, don't impeach Wolf. Then it says, sign the Megan Wolf impeachment resolution here with an attachment, the Wolf, a pejorative of the Wolf of State Street. When I talk about violence, chaos, and fraud being the linchpins of the modern Republican Party, to interfere with elections, violence, January 6th, threats of violence from Trump all the time, death threats called in, chaos, fire the an excellent, honest election administrator, Megan Wolf, and put in a Gableman type, that's who the Republicans would put in, to give disinformation to clerks, and fraud, flat out fraud, saying that the election had to be overturned, blah, blah, blah. We at Civic Media get something like this, and it's water off a duck's back. We get troll calls all the time. But I want you to know that this stuff's going around, and this is mild compared to the kinds of things that poll workers, that people like Megan Wolf, the judges, that healthcare professionals get all the time. A lot worse than this. We're going to the lines. Lori of Middleton, my friend. Thanks for calling. What's your mind today, Lori?
Thanks for taking my call, Matt. I enjoy your show very much. I guess I have a completely, I appreciate your concern about people. I'm a woman in my mid-60s. I put up with crap my entire life. You know what I'd say to those people? F you.
Good for you. Good. You should have your own show. Good for you, Lori. But and I agree. But in general, and women in general, my impression have sort of, you know, put up with harassment all their lives. I understand that. But this is organized. This is an organized Trump type thing. The Republican Party encourages this kind of thing. And what I'm afraid of are the threats of violence. When Trump, for instance, puts the clerk's picture of the judge in the fraud case in New York on his social media, which is, I think, 50 million followers, and it's up there for a while. The judge found out about it, told him to take it down. He took it down. But the kinds of things he said is that she's unfair, that she's going after. She's a clerk. She sits about 10 feet away from where he's sitting in the court. She has no power. I don't even know if she's a Democrat or Republican. I don't care. But, Lori, that's a great call. And you're that's good. Everybody out there, if you're a poll worker, you're somebody getting trashed like this, I think that's excellent. Just, you know, F you. Just, and you don't have to say F you, but I mean, basically, it's these people are lowlifes, and they are threatening our elections. They truly are threatening our elections. I want to talk about the speaker debacle. And let me tell you something. They say that the two front runners are Gymnasium Jim GYM Jordan and the Scalise from Louisiana. I'm going to make this statement to all of you, but also to any Republicans listening. You are out of your mind if you put either one of these people in as speaker. Jordan is accused in a lawsuit right now of being aware that a team doctor had sexually abused wrestlers. He was an assistant wrestling coach at Ohio State. And not only didn't do anything to report it, but he called at least one person emotional and said, you know, don't tell anybody. A previous speaker, Hastert, was criminally convicted for actually sexually abusing wrestlers. He was a wrestling coach in high school, the high school level. Then he went on to become Speaker of the House. If the Republicans put Gymnasium Jim GYM Jordan in there, and we had a thing back during the Vietnam War called street theater, and they should try, they should reenact it now. Let me give you an example. What happens is you have two people out there, one dressed as a wrestler and one dressed as a doctor with, I think they called a speculum. In the old movies, they had something around their head and a mirror on their forehead. And in slow motion, the wrestler runs away shouting, "Help me, help me." And the doctor comes, "Come here, come here." Do that around the Capitol as close as you can get and keep doing it. Steve Scalise is the guy who went to white supremacist meetings, in one case a Klan meeting, to speak when he was in the legislature down there. And he has said, quote, "I am David Duke without the baggage." David Duke went to prison, but David Duke was also a Ku Klux Klaner and a Nazi. The Republican Party has tried to get away from those images for a long time. And we in Wisconsin have been very, very lucky with people like Lee Dreyfus, Tommy Thompson, people of that nature, very, very solid people. If you're conservative, it doesn't mean you're a bad person. But if they put that up, they're going to do Scalise Street Theater. They're going to have three people with swastikas on their jackets and a Hitler mustache goose-stepping along, and then a guy that looks like Steve Scalise. In fact, they should put a paper mache head of Scalise on his head with a Klan hat waving at them. That's street theater. That's got to come back. That was successful in prior times in American history. Going quick to the lines, Gene of Eau Claire, my friend. Thank you for calling. Gene, what's in your mind today?
I'll tell you something. I'm really concerned. I'm glad that lady has strength, but I worry about the people that don't. And I hope that if people are getting messages like that, they report it. They can report it to a friend or even call in the radio station and report the garbage that they're getting or threats that they're getting, because I think that it's very important that we're aware of these things, especially what happened with our governor. I heard about it this morning, and I was just sickened. And I'm really frustrated at what's going on in our state. But this is so widespread, Matt, in many states. You know, these Republicans are, you know, they say, you know, you support rhinos. Well, rhinos were the original Republicans. They were the good people. These racist sons of guns, these people are dangerous, and they're terrorists, and they really are trying to take our country down from the inside out. How in the devil can these people, you know, with what's going on in our house, take a break instead of trying to find somebody new right away so the house can function? They shut it down anyway, and it was those Republicans that shut it down because they're the ones that had to do it. I'm just so frustrated. I can't believe what's going on. And then to hear about Governor Evers, I couldn't believe it, Matt. It was just alarming. So thank you for taking my call.
Right.
And keep up the great work keeping us informed. Bye.
Yeah, excellent call. And let me address the Evers matter. A guy went to his office. Evers wasn't there. The guy had no shirt on. He had a holstered gun, and he had a dog. And he said, "I want to talk to Evers." They told him, "You can't carry open carry in the Capitol. It's against the law." They arrested him, but they let him go. They let him go. And he came back with no shirt and an AR-15 or an AK-47. And now they got him. That's happened here in Wisconsin. This has got to stop. And I agree with you that Laurie Middleton is a strong woman. Gene of Eau Claire is a strong woman. But you can't expect a woman or a man by themselves to stand up to this kind of stuff. We're going to a break. I see you on the line. Do not hang up. I'll get back to you right after the break. The lines are open, 844-967-2789. A lot more back after the break.
God's gonna cut you down. Tell them that God's gonna cut you down. Tell them that God's gonna cut you down.
Are record energy costs putting a squeeze on your fixed or limited incomes? With inflation rising at record levels and incomes not keeping pace, you might be one of tens of thousands of Wisconsin residents who are struggling to survive in the blistering heat of summer or the bitter cold of winter. While you haven't asked for it,
The Keep Wisconsin Warm Cool Fund and your local energy assistance providers are here to help. No Wisconsin resident should ever have to face the challenge of living without heat or power or face homelessness. For a hand up, apply today and call 1-800-506-5596 or visit www.kwwf.org. That's 800-506-5596 or visit www.kwwf.org.
You know him as the nose tackle for the green and gold.
1993 to 1999, and again 2001 to 2003.
125 games, 292 tackles, 7 sacks, and a Super Bowl ring. But there's more to life than stats, and there's more to life than football.
You're about to find out.
Under the Helmet with the Gravedigger, featuring Packers legend Gilbert Brown.
Monday mornings at 8 on WISS and WGBW and on the Civic Media app.
Here's your updated forecast. Lows dip down to about 45 tonight under mainly clear skies. Winds out of the west, 8 to 15 miles an hour. Scattered rain showers likely tomorrow. Daytime highs approaching 56. Overcast skies. Chance for scattered showers tomorrow night. Lows level off around 41. Mainly cloudy skies. Temperatures below average Saturday and Sunday with highs in the low 50s. To recap, lows level off around 45 tonight. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Ray Miller. Right now, it's 73.
Where the fans own the team. This is the talk of Green Bay, 1590 AM and 97.9 FM WGBW. K.
Welcome back to Matt Flynn Direct. Our lines are open, 844-967-2789. Now we go right to the lines in order. Annie of Watertown, my friend. Thanks for calling, Annie. What's in your mind today?
Well, so come on, what's the problem? It's okay to carry a gun. Why can't he use his Second Amendment right to carry his gun? It wasn't concealed. He can walk right in to talk to the governor with a gun, right?
Well, yeah. Except that Wisconsin. Yeah, go ahead, Annie.
I live in an area where, I mean, the Watertown paper stopped carrying all the details on it. Used to be you could see where each district voted what, but gee, they stopped doing it. Of course, the Watertown paper got bought out and they don't print much of anything anymore. But my local person in charge of the voting, she was harassed. I mean, this is like overwhelmingly Republican voting. And back in when Trump lost, she was harassed, maybe even the election before. She was harassed about the voting thing. And it's like, why, you know, why? Because this is all Republican. Everybody's Republican. Yet people had a bug up their butt and they had to go and give her grief. And what's going to happen is there's not going to be any sane people. The only people that are going to run elections are people that are in with the MAGAs. You know, it's going to be all MAGA all the time, running everything, because they're the only ones that are going to feel safe.
Yeah, you know, that's a very poignant statement. And, you know, when you were joking in the beginning, what's wrong, you know, going and seeing, you, it is against the law to open carry in the Capitol. You can't walk in even with a holstered gun, and you certainly can't walk in with an AR-15 or AK-47. Now, do we want guards at all the doors? I mean, kind of an easy thing would be guard sees a guy coming with a gun and arrests him. We, unlike many, many other state capitals, don't do that. You can walk in freely. And in a way, I like that. I like that a lot. And fortunately, there were people at the governor's office who intercepted him, called the police. Governor was not in the Capitol at the time. But how would you like to be the person sitting at the reception desk? You know, anybody walks in, this character was bare-chested, had a dog on a leash, and he had a holstered gun. And then he comes back after he's arrested, and they let him go. I wouldn't let him go. Don't let him post bond. Let's have a mental evaluation of this guy, or just hold him till he gets charged. He goes back with a with a semi-automatic, and then he says, I have a lot of guns at home. Now, this may just be a sickie. He is a sick puppy. But what if the governor had been there? What if the governor was walking out with some people to go to lunch or something? That is the problem. Bob of Madison, my friend, thanks for calling. Bob, what's in your mind today?
Well, I'm just trying to figure out how you get this character. Trump is obviously behind a lot of this disastrous stuff going on, encouraging violence all over the place. Isn't he kind of inciting a riot sort of by remote control and over an extended period of time? It
yes.
seems like there ought to be
right.
some kind of charge like that against right. him. What can we get him on for doing all this crap?
Jack Smith is doing the job. It would be very nice if we had charged the fake electors in this state. They charged them in Georgia and they charged them in Michigan. But Jack Smith is going after him largely, in effect, for fomenting the coup. And so that's the main bullet in this thing. But we need some backup from state attorney generals. Thanks for calling. Mark from the SAC, my friend, you're next. What's in your mind today, Mark?
Well, you just tried to put my mind in a little different direction on the whole fake electors thing. But let's face it, the attack on Megan Wolf and the attack on the ones that want her impeached, with Janelle Branchon and all this, and they're still claiming the election was stolen. They're still trying to abridge the results of our election, which I would consider the constitutional violation of 14, Section 2, abridged in any way. They're still trying to abridge the election. And I mean,
right.
and if this guy would have had a concealed weapon, they wouldn't have been able to toss his ass out. I mean, it's insane to me. It's just, I mean, I was just out today walking with the dog with my shotgun out in the public hunting ground. They're just, you know, getting him trained up for hunting season this year. But good grief, you could, you know, we've got all kinds of people that are running around the Capitol with concealed weapons, you know, primarily on the Republican side of the aisle. Maybe there's a few Democrats there, but these Republicans make a point of, I'm armed and loaded all the time. These guys are nothing more than bullies. I mean, and unfortunately, you can't go all Ralphie on their Scott Farkas, Grover Dill asses. That's a Christmas story, folks, for those who don't recognize that. But the only thing that's different between them and Scott Farkas, they don't have yellow eyes.
Yeah, that's terrific. Well, yeah, thanks for calling. That's a great call. And let me say something else. Several of the callers pointed out that Trump is behind this. Trump just the other day gave an interview in which he said that immigrants poison the blood of the American nation. Immigrants poison the blood. Poison the blood is a phrase out of Mein Kampf. Mein Kampf means my struggle in English, and it's Adolf Hitler's screed that he wrote partially when he was in prison in the early 20s. We read Mein Kampf in a political philosophy class in college, and it's absolutely bonkers crazy, also badly written. But Trump did that on purpose. Trump doesn't do anything by accident. When he attacked Elizabeth Warren because she had allegedly had Native American descent, he'll say, I'll see you out on the trail. The trail is a reference to the Trail of Tears, where the Indians were rounded up in the Tennessee area and forced into Oklahoma, and a lot of them died. He says that kind of stuff. When he says poison the blood, it's right out of Mein Kampf. You cannot have a president who quotes from Mein Kampf. I mean, that's the bar is low, but you Republicans out there, if any of you disagree with that, then there's something wrong with your party. Going to a break. The lines are open, 844-967-2789. A lot more back after the break.
Beep, 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 yeah! Beep, 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 yeah! Beep, 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 yeah!
From I-43 to I-41, this is the Talk of Green Bay. 1590 AM and 97.9 FM WGBW.
ABC News, I'm Rena Roy. In New York City, Bronx prosecutors outlined charges following last month's death of a one-year-old boy due to fentanyl exposure at a home daycare. Three other children were also treated for fentanyl exposure. The daycare owner, her husband, and tenant are facing more than 20 counts, including murder and operating a drug business. Bronx District Attorney Darcel Clark.
We will get justice for them. And that is evidenced by the unsealing of the indictment today in court.
The daycare owner and tenant pleaded not guilty at their arraignment. House Republicans are at odds over choosing a new speaker following this week's vote to remove Kevin McCarthy. Representatives Jim Jordan, Steve Scalise, and Kevin Hearn have emerged as contenders. The U.S. military shot down a Turkish drone in northeast Syria. U.S. officials say the drone was flying erratically and came too close to U.S. troops on the ground. This is ABC News.
For the Talk of Green Bay News, I'm Pete Schwabe. Here's what you need to know.
A man is in custody after carjacking a woman and her 4-year-old daughter. Grand Chute police say the 31-year-old woman and her child were in a parking lot in the 4300 block of West Wisconsin around 7:30 p.m. on October 2nd. They were threatened by a 51-year-old man with a knife. The man kidnapped them and drove to various banks, forcing the mother to withdraw money. The woman and her daughter were able to escape in Nina and went to the police. The suspect was taken into custody after a coordinated effort by area police officials. The woman and her daughter were treated for non-life-threatening injuries. The man who created the G logo on Packer helmets has died. John Gordon designed the iconic G while he was an art student at St. Norbert College in the early 60s. He was asked to design a logo that resembled a football by a St. Norbert equipment manager. He passed away Saturday at the age of 83 after struggling with Alzheimer's. Pete Schwabe, WGBW 97.9 News.
The bakers of Country Hearth and Village Hearth Breads are proud to support local education with Loaves for Learning, the program that makes it easy to earn money for your school. Enjoy Country Hearth and Village Hearth all-natural breads, buns, bagels, and more, then save the UPC from the package for your school to collect and redeem. Each is worth 5 cents and can be used for books, computers, sports, music, whatever your school needs, up to $10,000 a year. Learn more at loavesforlearning.com. Country Hearth and Village Hearth Breads, baking our best for you.
It's the most competitive sport for all to enjoy, and Milwaukee is even the capital for it. It's bowling, and the oldest bowling alley is in Wisconsin. Holler House is home to the two oldest sanction lanes in the U.S. and are still made of the wood installed in 1908. The building on West Lincoln in Milwaukee looks the same. Musicians Joe Walsh and Jack White have thrown a ball down those 115-year-old lanes. Now, can you guess the tradition that continues here to this day? A hot beef sandwich, just 25 cents. The pins still set by people? Swear and you're tossed out. The answer coming up. The fifth and sixth generations run Holler House, so some odd history does remain, like bras hanging from the rafters. The alleys have even been featured in the Wall Street Journal and Sports Illustrated. So what's your guess about the continuing tradition? It's the pins still being set by people. No machines here. These stories make it a true slice of Wisconsin. I'm Terry Barr for the Civic Media Radio Network.
It's never personal, only politics. The Devil's Advocates Radio Show with Dom and Crute. Weekdays from 4 until 6 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app.
Welcome back to Matt Flynn Direct. Our lines are open, 844-967-2789. Go back to the lines. Dick of Madison, my friend. Thanks for calling. Dick, what's in your mind today?
Well, I told Todd this earlier, and I firmly believe it. This is no longer with Trump a dog whistle. This is a blowhorn in your face, direct, you know. He, in this gag order, is a joke, too. He's still running his mouth. He, yesterday, too, he's whining about, I should be out on the campaign trail. No one asked you to be there, sir, and you didn't have to be there. The only reason in my mind, Matt, that he went to that at all is just so he could try and get this tried in the court of public opinion. And sure enough, the media comes running every time they see him, you know, and covering right. everything he does. I don't right. care when he goes to the bathroom, you know. I just don't.
Right. Well, you know, that's a good call, Dick, because I'll tell you something. It no longer is a dog whistle. When you say that immigrants are going to poison the blood of the American nation. That is right out of Mein Kampf, right out of Mein Kampf. And Mein Kampf was the basis. It was the first written expression of what turned out to be the worst genocide in the history of the world. This guy is off his rocker. I think this guy has early stage dementia, and he's combining it with intense rage, intense anger, and intense hatred. And he has been diagnosed by psychiatrists. Admittedly, he didn't lie on a couch in their office, but several prominent ones said that he is a sadonarcissist. You cannot have a sadonarcissist who quotes from Mein Kampf in the presence of the United States, period, end of story. We're going back to the lines. Lee of Yuba, my friend. Thanks for calling. Lee, what's in your mind today?
Hello, hello. I want to go back to the very beginning. I love the way you start your program about being woke and knowing history. I taught U.S. history and English for 30 years in high school. And I think what you said is extremely important. And I think the population today that belongs to the Republican Party have no concept of what black shirts were or brown shirts were. But we've got the current group is the white supremacists, and they follow their
right. Lee, that's an excellent call. We just lost you, Lee, and I think it's on your end. So what I would suggest is if there's a disruption, call back in and Calvin will put you through. But I think that's an excellent, excellent, excellent comment. And thank you very much. It looks like you're calling back in, Calvin. I don't know. Can you hook our friend Lee from Yuba up? Well, we'll try to hook Lee up. We're hooking him up right now. Hello. Lee, can you hear me?
Yes, I can. Can you hear me?
Okay. Yeah, keep going, Lee. Yeah, I liked your comments. Keep going.
Yeah, so anyways, it's, you know, when you study history and Mein Kampf and Hitler and Mussolini and the most recent dictators that came to power, including Putin. But, you know, people have kind of fallen for their false rhetoric. And, you know, when Hitler was in charge, his troops swore allegiance to him, not to the constitution that they had at the time. And that's exactly what this clown is doing in our nation right now. He's the most undemocratic person, and if the Republicans keep going the way they're going, we will lose our democracy. And boy, what was that?
Yeah, hello? I think that's right, and I really appreciate your call, and to have a history teacher make this your call is especially valuable. And I think you taught history for many years, decades, and I think everybody should take note of that, because if you don't have an historical grounding, you may think a lot of that's going on is all new. It isn't all new. It's been going on for centuries. Thanks a lot for calling. Chris of Janesville, you're next. What's on your mind today, Chris of Janesville?
Yes, sir. So I listen to you all the time, and what is really, really getting me right now is he's quoting Mein Kampf. What do we need to do to make people understand that what he's doing is, I don't know, quoting Mein Kampf?
Right. Yeah, I'll say that's a good point. And I'll tell you, there was an article that I saw yesterday last night, and it outlined every time Hitler used the words poison the blood of the nation or poisoned our blood. And he would do it with regard to Jewish people. He'd also, in some cases, do it with regard to Slavic people. He had this sick idea, Hitler did, that somehow his race was a master race, and that any intermarriage, any miscegenation, as he put it, is somehow evil and wrong, and it poisons the blood. Well, what do you mean poisons the blood? Are you kidding me? Over the course, Homo sapiens evolved about 200,000 years ago. In 200,000 years, how do you think we all ended up the way we are? Because people moved, they intermarried, and so forth. But his prescription, Hitler's, was violence. Mein Kampf means my struggle in German. He was arrested in the early 1920s after the Beer Hall Putsch, where his people fought the police. Some of them were killed, and he got thrown in jail. And he should have been thrown in jail a long time, but he got out after a couple of years. And he started to write Mein Kampf while he was in prison. When he became chancellor, he ordered that couples getting married in Germany be given a copy of Mein Kampf as a wedding present from the state. He was, to say he's a sick puppy is to trivialize it. This guy was a monster. He was evil. And why Trump does this isn't rational, because if he simply wanted to run for president again, he's been the president, he could tone some of this down. But he is terrified. I think he's terrified of going to prison. He's terrified of losing his money, his status. He's being exposed right now because everybody else in the Republican primary is so ridiculous. Mo Larry Curley, you know, Herman Munster. I mean, they're all caricatures. So by default, he was the president at one time and he has name recognition. So no one knows where to go. They're not going to go to DeSantis. But the clown keeps then threatening people, threatening court clerks, as well as all those prosecutors and judges need 24-hour security. Jack Smith had to sell his home. He has a wife and kids. Trump will point that out. He'll name them. He named the judge and his daughter and his wife that's involved in Alvin Bragg's case, the fraudulent document case in New York. So, but for him, and he did this very sadistically with Elizabeth Warren saying, I'll see you out on the trail, referring to the Trail of Tears in American history back in the 1830s, 1820s and 30s. Many, many Native Americans died. Their women, children, as cold as heck, they had no food and they were being whipped and beaten along, told to walk from Tennessee and Kentucky out to Oklahoma. How would you like that? That's what happened. And Andrew Jackson was a big part of that, quite frankly. And but he thought that was funny. I'll see you on the trail. Now he's ratcheting up on Rosh Hashanah. He put out it used to be, you know, whatever his social media, True Social is, and attacking Jewish people who he said were liberal. This guy is sick. He's bad news. He's evil. And don't just get lulled into thinking, okay, he's going to be the Democratic nominee. He cannot possibly be permitted to be president again. Joe of Madison, my friend, thank you for calling. You're next. What's on your mind today, Joe?
2 points. Great show again, as always, Matt. 2 points. I find it, I mean, it's sad, but it's also kind of comical that Mr. Trump is saying that immigrants poison the blood of the nation, since his wife is an immigrant and naturalized citizen, Melania. And also his previous wife, Ivana, was an immigrant and naturalized U.S. citizen. So I guess both of the wives are poisoning the blood of the nation, sad to say. And then the other thing that I wanted to add to was I admire hugely the pluck of one of your earlier callers, a woman who said she's had her hard times of people bothering her, and she takes a tough stance against anybody who threatens her. But I would add that this situation up at the Capitol and others where, for example, the woman in the law clerk in the case up in New York where she's being threatened, you know, it's one thing when you have the money to pay for security. Governor Evers has security, and he has said that his security will be changed as a result of this incident. He has, by the dint of his office, security. It's the other people that work in the Capitol that I'm concerned about. You know, it's the secretaries, it's the people walking through. Those are the people that I'm concerned about, and I'm concerned about that law clerk in New York who has been left high and dry to cope with this situation. She doesn't have the bucks, and there is nothing that says that law clerks are going to be given protection in that office. So anyway, 2 points wanted to make. Thanks a lot, Matt, as always.
Excellent points. And, you know, I agree with you, because this guy came in with a semi-automatic, bare-chested, holding a dog. Obviously, the guy's maybe nuts. But, you know, if you even press the trigger of that semi-automatic, you know what's going to come out. A lot of bullets coming out. There's somebody sitting at a desk in the governor's office and the door is open. What is he or she supposed to do? They come in. You know, is there an alarm button? I mean, I hope there is. But you're right. What about people walking through? And if he's looking for high-profile targets, there are legislators there, but more importantly, what if the governor and a couple of his aides come walking out to go to lunch? They're going to walk down onto the square, you know, go to a restaurant. What about that? And the woman in New York, the clerk, who just sits in the court, it's a ministerial job. She has absolutely no authority. She can't do anything to convict Trump or to, in this case, get in a verdict that would make him pay a lot of money. She can't do anything to avoid that. And he puts a picture of her. She was at some kind of an event and Senator Schumer was there. Well, he's one of the senators from New York. It's a big deal. She's standing having her picture next to him. He calls her Schumer's girlfriend. That's pejorative. It's false. But this woman every night has to go home on the subway after dark. And this was posted on True Social to, 50 million people. And it was up there for hours before the judge found out and told him to take it down. The guy's very cruel. But also, he is sending not dog whistles. It's not a dog whistle when you quote Mein Kampf. I want to talk briefly before we go to a break. I think some good news, Wisconsin congressional elections. I want to talk about two in particular. The first congressional district, I've just found out last night that the mayor of Delavan, Ryan Schrader, and I know Ryan Schrader, excellent, very smart, very hardworking, honest as the day is long, terrific mayor of Delavan. He's knowledgeable about municipal government, but he is being asked to run against Stile for the first congressional district. I strongly encourage him to do that. I hope he does do it. And if he does do it, I think I will support him. And I think I would recommend that others do the same. The second thing is we have a new entry into the third congressional district race, Representative Shanklin from the Stevens Point area. And she's very good. And there are other good ones as well. But I will tell you, there's a candidate in there, Rebecca Cook, who's already declared, raised money, and is attracting significant support. She's a very aggressive in a good way. She doesn't come from some establishment political background. And I think that she is someone to keep your eye on, believe me. Going to a break. The lines are open, 844-967-2789. A lot more back after the break.
But the fire went wild. I fell into a burning ring of fire. I went down, 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 and the flames went higher. And it burns, 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 the ring of fire, the ring of fire. I fell into a burning ring of fire. I went down, 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 and the flames went higher. And it burns, 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 the ring of fire, the ring of fire. And it burns, 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 the ring of fire, the ring of fire, the ring of fire, the ring of fire.
Test your home for radon. Radon causes lung cancer, and half the homes in Green Bay test high. Request a free tester at newradon.com. newradon.com. Get a free test kit now.
It's the most competitive sport for all to enjoy, and Milwaukee is even the capital for it. It's bowling, and the oldest bowling alley is in Wisconsin. Holler House is home to the two oldest sanctioned lanes in the U.S. and are still made of the wood installed in 1908. The building on West Lincoln in Milwaukee looks the same. Musicians Joe Walsh and Jack White have thrown a ball down those 115-year-old lanes. Now, can you guess the tradition that continues here to this day? A hot beef sandwich, just 25 cents. The pins still set by people? Swear, and you're tossed out. The answer coming up. The fifth and sixth generations run Holler House, so some odd history does remain, like bras hanging from the rafters. The alleys have even been featured in the Wall Street Journal and Sports Illustrated. So what's your guess about the continuing tradition? It's the pins still being set by people. No machines here. These stories make it a true slice of Wisconsin. I'm Terry Barr for the Civic Media Radio Network.
The Civic Media Network of radio stations across Wisconsin. We are your hometown radio, refreshed.
Here's your updated forecast. Mainly clear skies and quiet tonight with a low of 45. Westerly winds, 8 to 15 miles an hour. Scattered rain showers likely tomorrow, 56. Cloudy skies expected. Chance for scattered showers tomorrow night. Lows dip down to about 41. Mainly cloudy skies expected. Temps below average Saturday and Sunday with highs in the low 50s. Once again, we should dip down to around 45 tonight. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Ray Miller. Right now, it's 73.
From the home of the frozen tundra, Green Bay's choice for news talk, 1590 AM and 97.9 FM WGBW. Hey.
Welcome back to Matt Flynn Direct. Our lines are open, 844-967-2789. Well, the Russian savages in Ukraine killed 51 people just now. In a village of 300 people, they launched a missile into a grocery store and it hit a coffee shop, killed 51 people out of a town of 300. And a lot of them were assembled because they were at a memorial service for somebody who'd also been killed by the Russians. The Russians are savages. This is a genocide. Every time I read that it's a war, I don't like it. It is a genocide. It's a sadistic genocide. Russia is desperate. Russia is desperate. Joe Biden has done a great job standing up to them. And I want to talk about quickly how that's going to impact this speaker's succession to McCarthy. 75% of the House, 75% of the House voted for the so-called clean continuing resolution that McCarthy pushed through last week. 75, about 156 Republicans and 209 Democrats. 92% of the Senate, 92% of the Senate supported it as well. And nevertheless, people are wringing their hands about Ukraine aid or about even funding our government after November 17, which was the extent of the continuing resolution. Because what? This fellow Gates, this troll, this android Gates is causing trouble. And he roped in another seven of them, MAGA weirdos. And in the Senate, you have Tuberville, one guy blocking appointments in the military, saying there are too many officers. Rand Paul blocking ambassador appointments, and he blocked the ambassador to Niger. And as a result, there was an Islamic takeover. They threw out the government that was friendly to us. They now have Russian flags and they're murdering Christians. J.D. Vance won't approve any U.S. attorneys. And then Rick Scott just came out today. He will block any bill on any subject if it is not spending related to his satisfaction. Now, enough's enough. If 92% of the House, of the Senate, can't figure out how to make its will felt, and if 75% of the House can't figure out how to make its will felt, we don't need any of them. Get them the hell out of there and put people in who are Americans. Put in people like Fighting Bob La Follette, Bill Proxmire, Liz Aspin, people of that nature. In the House, McCarthy could have still been speaker if he just got up on his hind legs and said, we're going to have a clean budget for another year and we're going to have aid for Ukraine, and he'd have 75% of the people behind him. He didn't say that. He's an idiot. But in the Senate, Tuberville, Rand Paul, J.D. Vance, real damage is being caused our military and our foreign policy. And now Rick Scott's going to shut the government down. Why is this business of unanimous consent, which is unconstitutional, still being observed in the Senate? Why is this rule that Gates weaseled out of McCarthy, that one person can vacate the chair, not overturned immediately? Where are the Americans? You know what we have in the Senate? We have chicken hawks and buttercups. The chicken hawks, I'll tell you, Tuberville never served. These other guys never served. And they're shutting us down. But everybody else just sings, I'm poor little buttercup, sweet little buttercup. Nothing that I can do. Well, yeah, there's plenty you can do. Get rid of unanimous consent. Get rid of the filibuster, at least on military and spending issues. They won't do it. Because the vanity of the Senate is that they are all in the most exclusive club in the world, more exclusive than the Milwaukee Country Club. And they like that. And that's pathetic, and I'm damn tired of it. And then when it comes to the House, they can't muster the courage. I want to say one thing. If this guy Jordan is the speaker, he's going to raise the same questions that Hastert did. If Scalise is the speaker and he said that he is David Duke without the baggage, there is a guy they should elect. His name is Tom Cole. He's from Oklahoma. He's a member of the Choctaw Nation. He represents the area around the University of Oklahoma. He has a BA from Grinnell. He has a master's from Yale. And he has a PhD in British history. And he's a very, very decent guy. And he's a conservative, a real conservative. We need a center-right party. If there's anybody out there listening, I know you're there, Republicans, and you know Republicans. Cole's name is being mentioned. Vote for him. He's clean. He's not a nut. He's not crooked. I mean, the bar is low. Let me be blunt. He's clean. He's not crooked. Not a weirdo. And he'll act in the interest of the United States. We're going to the lines quick. Jake of Eureka, California, my friend, you're next. What's in the mind today, Jake?
You know, I think those Republicans are doomed to pick a pro-Russian Speaker of the House because Donald Trump will insist upon it, and they're all terrified of Donald Trump saying something bad about them. So when he calls out for Putin's first choice, which I don't know, it'll probably be Jim Jordan, you know, that'll probably be right. Your choice, is whoever Vladimir Putin wants.
Right, right. Russia has got to be destroyed. Russia has not contributed anything to humanity in 100 years since they killed the Romanovs. They killed the Romanovs, their own Romanovs. And since Lenin then took over, they're savage, genocidal, and sadistic presence in the world for 100 years that produced nothing of value. They have nuclear weapons. Otherwise, we would have leveled Moscow and St. Petersburg already. What has to be the strategic objective of the United States going forward is that Russia, when this is all said and done, taking away their nuclear weapons, they have two cities, Moscow and St. Petersburg, and a little isthmus in between that they can go back and forth on a rail car. And they can be a museum for Western tourists. That is their function. Otherwise, their exports are sadism, genocide, and fraud. And we can no longer put up with that. We must support Ukraine. The Ukrainians are terrific. They're brave as hell. The prisoners of war, Ukrainians, are now being killed. The UN just issued that report today. The Ruskies are killing them. They're raping women, kidnapping 20,000 kids, beating the Ukrainian out of them. These are savages. We cannot afford to tolerate a savage government anymore. Coming to the end of the show. Great show. Great callers as always. Matt Flynn Direct. We'll be back same time, same place tomorrow. Stand by for Diamond Crute, Devil's Advocate, another great show. And I'm signing off for today.
Hi, we're the Goo Goo Dolls. We're fortunate that our daughters have what they need to grow and learn. But that isn't the case for nearly 13 million kids in the U.S. that struggle with hunger.
Childhood hunger is a heartbreaking reality that Feeding America is working to change. Each year, the Feeding America network of food banks rescues billions of pounds of good food that would have gone to waste and provides it to families and children in need.
You can help kids in need in your community by visiting feedingamerica.org.
Brought to you by Feeding America and the Ad Council.
Your home for local news, weather, and sports across the airwaves and always streaming on the Civic Media app. Thanks for listening to your local Civic Media radio station. Learn more on our website, civicmedia.us.
You're listening to the Talk of Green Bay. WGBW 1590 AM Denmark. W250 CV Green Bay. And always streaming on the
ABC
Civic
News,
Media app.
I'm Marina.